I've got a book here, which both of you might have read. It's by the renowned author Gemma Collins,
okay,
star of The Only Way is Essex, which is a little bit like our Jersey Shore.
It's called Basically Ellipsis.
It's called, yeah, although I think, Jesse, she wouldn't know what the word ellipsis meant.
Basically Ellipsis, the Gemma Collins story.
I was wondering if you might read a little bit out for me. I've highlighted two of my favourite paragraphs there.
Yeah.
Silence, please. Silence, everyone.
I had my moment poolside. He was messing around in the pool, and I strolled up to him, dropped my sarong so he got an eyeful of my curves, and uttered the famous line, "You ain't never gonna get this candy." I didn't plan on saying it, it just came out. I loved every second of it. It was a very liberating moment, and when the camera stopped rolling, Arg was like having a kid having a tantrum. "You made a fool of me," he moaned. "How could you do that to me? You mugged me off."
Very nice. Let's go further to that relationship. So it's Arge. She's mugged off Arge at this stage. It's gripping. But what is the next plot point in this gripping audiobook?
The brandy arrived and I was pouring out two glasses. The surround sound music system came to life with the Backstreet Boys song, "I Want It That Way." Arge was singing to me and he pulled me close. He started kissing. He fell on the bed. His hands started exploring my body. I responded to his touch. I ended up having... Sorry. I responded to his touch. This is really funny. Okay, wait, his hands started exploring my body. And I responded to his touch. I ended up having sex with him as Al Pacino looked on from the wall. Wait, can I just give a little context? She is in a hotel room and there's a Tony Montana picture on the wall. And so that's why... the Al Pacino reference.
She's a big fan of Scarface, yeah. Particularly when making love.
You can read about that in my new book, Basically Ellipsis.